So far, 15 people have died because of the meningitis outbreak, and nearly 200 people have gotten sick across the country. It has caused worry about the safety of any drug mixed by individual pharmacists, as in the case of the Massachusetts pharmacy that made the tainted steroid that's caused the problem. Joining us live to talk about it now is Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there.
So what's being done to ease the concern about these pharmacies?
Well, so far there's a lot of talk. There's not been an incredible amount of action, and people are calling for such. These pharmacies don't have as stringent regulation as the giant pharmaceutical firms that are producing things in bulk quantities, and they're really intended just to make prescriptions for an individual patient. And by and large, when they do that and when they follow the rules that they're supposed to follow, these medications are pretty safe. The problem is that there's not a lot of really tight regulation to prevent them from producing these things in mass quantities. And with New England Compounding Center, the one that was at the heart of this outbreak, they were making things for 13,000 patients and more. I mean, it was ridiculous how many vials of this steroid that they were producing when they were supposed to be just making it for an individual patient for a single prescription.
And the reason probably that they were making so much is because they can make it cheaply, and a lot of people want that, right?
Yeah, and you know, in this case, doctors were asking for something with preservative-free kind of drug that was not offered, you know, by these giant pharmaceutical companies, and that's where these compounding pharmacies can be really helpful. They can make things that, you know, perhaps are not available. Sometimes there are liquid medications that kids are taking when they can't swallow a pill that's not made by a drug company, you know, and sometimes they can make things for far cheaper. There's a drug that they give to women to try to stop preterm labor that a drug company makes for $1,500 a dose that compounding pharmacies will make for $25 a dose. And in that case, you know, the Food and Drug Administration was saying, you know, go ahead. These compounding pharmacies should continue to make this drug. So it is a far more complex picture than is being painted in some of the news reports. I mean, these are not, you know, evil kinds of places. They're just, they need to be really, you know, using these and making these prescriptions as they're intended. And they should not be these giant production facilities. That's not what they're set up for.
So considering everything, should people stop taking drugs from these pharmacies?
Well, you know, it's a tough call. I think that they certainly need to talk to their doctor if their prescription is coming from a compounding pharmacy. There are accreditation boards that will certify some of these pharmacies. How good those are is not really certain, but they do inspections perhaps more frequently. So it may be good if their pharmacy was accredited. And also just, you know, they could ask their doctor, is this available from a non-compounding pharmacy? You know, and if not, are we sure that this pharmacy is safe, and are they following the guidelines?
Deborah, thank you.
My pleasure, Veronica.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.